Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong. Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Paul Curry, founder and publisher, The Australian Carer's Guide. Statement here, surviving on 43 cents an hour, a reality for unpaid carers around Australia. That is devastating in this day and age. We're going to catch up with Paul on the line. Paul, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are yourself?
I'm well, Paul. Where are you based, Paul?
I'm in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, okay.
Yeah.
Sunny North Queensland, a bit overcast at the moment, but liquid sunshine, we call it.
Yeah, well, we'd love to swap places with you anytime you want.
I hear you. Paul, so let's talk about this. It's very sad, but when you're talking about surviving on 43 cents an hour, reality of unpaid carers in Australia. I mean, that's a less than a school person, a school student working part-time at Woolworths or what have you, you know?
Yeah, you're better off in prison. They pay you more than that.
Well, exactly. So why is this and how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Has government got to have input there or the so-called training and fair work? Talk to us, please.
Yeah, look, the reality of it is people don't realise that when their parents get older or their husbands or wives get older, they require care. And the government don't want to see them put into their facilities too early because then the burden falls on them. So they're, you know, trying to get, and people are living longer, they're trying to get the elderly to stay at home as long as possible. Mm. But they still require care. So it usually falls on some of the family members to do that, whether it's an elder sibling or what have you.
Yes.
Now, by them doing that, it really interferes with their lives because they've got their own families, they've got children, they've got work, they've got social life. And all of a sudden now, they're parenting again, but parenting their parents.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of time. So they've coined those carers, they've coined the phrase the sandwich generation because they're stuck in the middle.
Okay.
Now, by them doing that, just from the love of their heart and the sense of duty to family.
Yep, blood thicker than water.
Saves the government $77 billion a year. That's been documented by Deloitte. It's all on the website. You can check it all out. All we're saying is, well, on one hand, you have an advantage that these elderly are not sort of lumbered into the healthcare system as a burden on you.
Exactly.
How about throw a few bucks
exactly
the way of the carer so that they can sustain the caring for longer?
Well, if they're saving $77 billion, what you're saying, even half of that going towards helping carers across this country, it still saves the government a lot of money. But we are looking after our elders, and they did their bit, I like to think, the elders, in regarding keeping this country afloat. So let's support them back.
Absolutely. And especially those, that are caring for them, because they're the ones that are doing all the hard, the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
And here's another statistics for you. Like 40% of carers are in actually worse health than the elderly they're caring for because they're burning the candle at both ends. Like I said, their own life as it was, and now they've got another role parenting their parents.
Vicious circle, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Yeah. So where do we go? What do we do from here?
Where to from here?
Yes.
Look, the only thing we can do, there are lots of people partitioning and advocating to the government. But where we fit in, we produce the Australian Carers Guide. It's a magazine available for these unpaid carers to help them know where they can get support, make life easier for them, who does what where in their area, stories what other carers have done. We've got people like Maggie Beer, providing good nutritional recipes for the elderly in our publication. Jen Kitson, who's a public personality. You might have known her from Celebrity Apprentice. She's writing for us, she's caring for her parents and doing a great book. So we're trying to get resources and information to carers who's never been done before into their hands. and so at least they know where to go if they need help.
Yeah, but when you look at the fee, the costing of 43 cents per hour, like I said, that's ridiculous. Well, you know, let's even pop it up, you know, to $22 an hour, $20 an hour, whatever case may be. But there's got to be more money, which is an investment, you would think, not an expense.
Well,
looking after the elders.
Albanese said in October during Carers Week that it should be a matter of doing it for a love, you know, from the heart. And I forget his exact quote, but you know, caring for your parents is a heart matter.
Yeah, well, heart don't pay the bills, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I felt like saying to him, "Yeah, well, I went to the bank and I said, listen,
I love you.
About my mortgage.
I love you. Can you pay my mortgage, please? Waiver it."
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go in the heart matter system, similar to Albanese you're talking about.
Exactly. The heart investment.
Exactly.
Very sad. So where do you go from here? I mean, who do you talk to, or how do we change this? I mean, falling on deaf ears by the sounds of things.
Well, it's not. It's like everything else. You know, the more noise you make, like yesterday, I don't know if you were aware that all the Australia Day rallies and everything that took place got media attention. From media attention gets the policy attention. It's just people and carers getting unified.
Sure.
And making noise, and it's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. It's the old thing, you know.
Exactly.
So we do our bit in the magazine, but can I just say, if any carer out there would like to receive some really good free resources, go to our website, which is AustralianCarersGuide.com.au, and you can download the magazine for free.
Yep.
But if you're like most of our seniors and prefer to read it in print, you can subscribe online and have it delivered, or go into just about any newsagent and grab a
beautiful
copy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, knowledge is power, and then we realise that the people who are carers for our elder Australians, the situation that they're in, because you may be in that position 10, 20 years down the track.
Oh, you will be.
Exactly. You will be, exactly. We've got parents with us, want to keep them with us and need to look after them, but we do need that support, you know.
Yeah, and they were there for us when we were growing
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. And all the politicians have elders, do they not?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I honestly, just between you and me, and, you know, hopefully your listeners aren't listening, I just think it's because they don't pay tax.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
If it's not an income-generating section of the community.
Yeah, sure.
But it's a cost-expensive area of the community, then it just gets a low priority.
Or let's take the funds from the politicians' pay packet. Then that'll seek their attention. Reckon, oh, we better focus in on this.
Exactly. It's the whole hip nerve. That always gets attention.
Paul, great talking with you. Thank you very much for sharing. Listen, all the best, and big shout-out to your team, and we'll talk
soon.
Thank
you very much. Thanks very much for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Paul Curry, his name is, founder and publisher of the Australian Carers Guide. Now, to carers out there, you're probably listening with open heart and open mind, and with feeling, you could say, because you're on 43 cents per hour looking after your elders, your parents or your grandparents, and it's very sad and reality of unpaid carers around Australia as well, people who are not getting paid. The government need to do a lot more in this space, and it's got to be more than 43 cents per hour. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. No.
separation involved, 'cause we are one throughout the day till the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day till the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day till the moonlight shines on us. Today, and love is the better way. Love unites us all, and love is so beautiful. Just shake it off. Let the hatred drop. Just live your life, 'cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side.
It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
This is who we are. This is our story. This is our culture. This is who we are. So don't give in and don't give up. Never forget. We are, we are, we are, we are. We are one big family. We are, we are, we are. This is us, this is who we are. This is our story, this is our culture, this is who we are. So don't give in
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And like I said, Cross Nation, thanks to NERS. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dale on the line. Dale, very good morning. Calling from Sydney. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, Dale.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. You're on air. What do you want to talk about, Dale?
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah, please, bro.
I just want to talk about, like, I'm trying to connect to my mob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my nan's, like, background of the family, but that's just, that's very hard, is because no one wants to speak about the stolen generation, and so I'm trying the best I can, so... Mm-hmm. I went to Link Up, and they told me to connect to my mob, get to know my people. I've got to pay over $3,500, and I said, "How does that work?" I said, "I'm part of, my dad's mum is part of Stolen Generation." I said, "My dad and his two brothers, they all got taken off me, my nan and pop, when they were young kids, and they went to a boarding school." And I've got all the documents, but just trying to connect to my mob and trying to find out all the, so I can go back and meet the elders, meet the family. But
yes.
It's just, I've got to pay over $3,500.
Well, I didn't know there was a fee, Dale, but I didn't expect it to be something like that, $3,000. And there's got to be a better way of doing it. So your parents, are they still with us?
Yeah, well, my dad is, but his mum has passed away.
Okay.
But her sister told me, she goes, like, "Your kids are definitely Aboriginal," and she goes, "I believe as you get older, like, look into it," because she goes, "You connect to your mob, you connect to your tribe, and you can go back and do whatever you want and just and see family." And I said, "Oh, all right then." So I've tried to do that. But yeah, so Link Up are telling me I've got to pay over $3,500.
Yeah, and before going down that path and paying money, your grandmother is no longer with us. Did she have siblings?
No.
Did you have a connection to her family?
Yeah, I do. I've connected to her sister's cousin, and I spoke to her, and she told us that we're definitely Aboriginal, and just to look into it. I did, but I just can't understand why today the government want money off me.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to connect to my mob, mate. Like, I said to a person, I said, "You know what it is?"
Mm.
I said to the lady, because the lady was white, I said, "Look," I said, "no offence to the race," I said, "but when it comes to Australia Day," I said, "how come we don't get our day? How come you're celebrating
exactly
what you guys done back in the day to our Aboriginal
people?" We are reflecting. We are reflecting on that day.
What you've done to them is horrific. And now, I said, all you people in suits are telling me I've got to pay over
$3,000 to find my mob.
Next to my mob.
Exactly.
And I said, my nan was born in Cogra. That's the Awabakal area. And I said, and now you're telling me I've got to pay over $3,500.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. And I'm thinking there's got to be other ways you can do it. Can you hear me? Dale?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, Dale. Yeah, Dale, call me back. So you got Dale there, Dale calling from New South Wales. Predicament that he's in regarding finding mob and a fee of $3,000. I don't know which organisation is asking for that sort of money. But that is a lot of money, and I know. Please come to the table, you mob. Add to the conversation. Do you know that is the going rate? Is it $3,000? Have you been in a situation where you've been looking for your family? How did you go about it? And if you go through Link Up, what was the fee? What's the cost there? Help Dale out. But Dale, give us a call back, please, and add to the conversation. This daily program, National Talk. Let's just try again. I think I Dale online. Hello, Dale.
Yeah, it's cut out,
mate. Yeah, gotcha, mate. Thank you, brother. So I just, it's good that you bring this topic up, and I'll just put it out there to the listeners. Do we know of anybody who's searching for family? Can they help Dale out in regarding their process? And was the fee about $3,000? I think that's pathetic, but maybe someone will call in and add to the conversation, but there's got to be other means and got to be cheaper ways of doing it, brother.
I spoke to my dad. I said, look, I said, the Aboriginal. I said, I know we are. I've been told. He goes, mate, I don't want to talk about it. He goes, how my mother and how us kids, how we got treated when you were younger. See, he goes, my mother got run out of her tribe by the Egyptians and whatnot, and things started going wrong, and we got taken away as kids.
Mm.
So
that's stolen generations right there, brother.
And to hear that story, mate, it's making me cry today. It's making me want to connect to my mob. I can't connect to my mob because I've got to pay over $3,500.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Look, and like I said, just hold your money yet. Don't look at that. So there's got to be other ways of doing it. But to listeners out there, yeah, give us a call. Add to the conversation. Help direct Dale in a better way, in a better path, a cheaper way. Look, we'll try and get in touch with LinkUp and find out what the go is there as well. But
mate,
look, thank you for your call, brother.
I'm on a pension from Centrelink, and I explained that to him. I said, look, I said, like, I'm like the money I get from work for my kid, for my wife, it all goes under them. I said, I'm a proud white Indigenous man.
Yep.
I said, my dad, my uncles, and my nana are all dark skin.
Mm.
I said, I don't care about that. I said, I just want to connect to my grandmother's mob. And she goes, well, we can't help you today. $3,500. If you want to go through it, and they just kicked me out the building.
Yeah, nah. There's got to be other ways, brother. And like I said, we go through the family tree first, brother. If your grandmother's got siblings that way inclined, and you are you coming from the black side, from your grandmother's side, from your father's mother's side, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you virtually need to search down that way, that path, knowing who mob was, whatever. And if you went to that community or that tribal mob, someone would know your grandmother. You know. As elders, there'd be elders in the community would know of your grandmother, and that then opens up the conversation, my brother.
Yeah.
But please do keep in touch, and look, I'll chase up LinkedIn and find out what the go is there. Keep listening to the program, and keep this radio program in your left pocket there, my brother.
Yeah, because LinkUp is just very unhelpful, and I've been trying to chase elders, but. It's just I can't speak to no one from Redfern or from a Wobbuffle area down at Cogra.
Mm.
It's just they all tell me to get a LinkUp, and I'm saying to them, they're not hearing my voice.
Yeah.
I'm voice opinion. I'm like 2-3% of my voice.
Mm.
I want to connect to my grandmother's tribe. And they're saying, mate, $3,500 later. I said, but you're charging me when you're run by the government. I said, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. How it works.
Exactly. Do you know your grandmother's maiden name, brother?
Yeah, Shillington.
Yeah, okay. Go down that path, but speak to elders in the community to where she's from. I reckon that'd be a good go, brother.
All right, brother.
You say, take care, Dale. Good yarning with you, cuss.
Yeah, good yarning with you, mate.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Dale from Sydney, and white-skinned black fella, and he's just looking for his family tree through his grandmother's side, who's with us in spirit, and he's getting pushed away, and in actual fact, he was stated that he had to pay $3,000 through LinkUp to find out his family tree. I don't know if that's the go in regarding costings. I haven't been in that predicament. I'm very strong with my family trees on both my mother and father's side, so I know my mob and my connections are strong, but for people out there, our First Nation people out there in that situation, I don't know if you've been in this situation, give us a call. Tell us what the go is. Deadly number here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for the Deadly Program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up soon, you mob, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Open up my heart to relieve the pressure. Building on my chest. Once an invitation for you to unload your stress. Life without meaning, a vessel without a soul. Euphoria is finally achieved when we all just lose control. So take it easy, and take it easy. Here we go right now. I can't believe my life, cause it's heading in the wrong direction. And how many brothers out there getting lost in an intersection? I can't believe my woman just left me all alone. And even
better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug.
We all want freedom deep in our souls. Should've got my stuff together many, many moons ago. Stimulate your mind. Artificially creating bombs. Future for the children needs more than likes and shares. Pretend you're not listening and make it out like you don't care.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off. A little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Salt and Kev Comedy, paving the way for me and many. The stand up tall, young black and deadly, I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life, you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got our flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patients on a race it and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man.
I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe, that's the answer. Question time, freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother. Written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy. You mimic me, deep down the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpanga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchawitza. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays. All that love for all the Ghana mob in SA. They understand what I say, cause I talk like
taking all of by my knee as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love, cause
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. My man, my man, na 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 na. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, bring on summer and the sound of music in paradise. Here in Cairns, we have the Cairns Summer Sounds 2023 announcing lineup. That's happening all in February, and a stellar cast of live acts, including the Cat Empire, Dummy M. Also have Eric Bibb and Stella Donnelly. They'll perform across five different events in Cairns, bringing the tropics alive with big beats and vibrancy. And also two of Australia's hottest stars hit the stage at the Cairns Performing Arts Centre as well. Vocal powerhouse, Australian Eurovision superstar Demi Im will command the CPAC stage with her extraordinary voice on Saturday, 11th of February. But also we have sister Jessica Mowboy, a multiple area award-winning R&B pop artist. She's performing at the CPAC performance on 18 February. There's a date claiming you mob. And with that, I've got the sister on the line. A very good morning, Jessica Mowboy. How are you, sister?
Good morning.
Sing it, girl. Sing it, girl.
Good morning.
Thank you, my sister, very much for coming to the program. Look, before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yes. So I'm Jessica Mowboy, and I am a proud Kukunyalanji and Wakaman woman. I originate, obviously, born and bred in the Northern Territory. In the Northern Territory on Ngarrikia Nation land. So that's where all my family reside. But North Queensland is where all my blood is as well.
There you go. Just up the road here from Gimoy, here in Cairns. You're a Kanji. Thank you very much, my sister. Very good morning to you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we're so very excited to have you come to Cairns for the Cairns Summer Sounds 2023. So tell us about, you've performed in Cairns before, have you not?
Yes, I have many, many years ago. Yoruba as well. So
big shout out, Yoruba.
Yoruba, big shout out to there. And look, it is really exciting to be able to come back, and particularly, you know, through Summer Sounds, which is on 18th Feb.
Yeah, 18th Feb, that's right.
Yeah, 18th of Feb, you know, Performing Arts Centre. And, you know, just to be able to bring that spirit and you know, on country as well. I know there's going to be biggest mob spirit there too. So to be able to put my feet on country there is something I feel, you know, really, you know, is a massive honour and pleasure.
Yes.
And anywhere, I guess, around Australia, I'm always feeling like everywhere I perform is like world-class stage. And, you know, and I treat it as connecting to country. So
exactly.
This is something that I hold to my heart. And any opportunity where I get to be around mob, you know, particularly, you know, a black mob, that's where I feel my most confident and blessed. And, you know, where I feel my most solid, because we all kind of know, we know each other that way, you know, the way that we talk, the way, you know, our body language.
Exactly.
There's not even any words. It's just,
you know, like mental telepathy. We know what's going on with sister over there beyond the tree.
It's just eyes.
Brother coming in the steps. We know what's going on.
Yeah, big googly eyes. Shut up. But, you know, it's that way, like, that always makes me feel, like, prepared, you know, for anything, and particularly when it comes to music and performing, like, that's, yeah, that's kind of, I feel like that's where my power grows more, you know, the strongest is when I am with my mob,
Too deadly, my sister. Listen, we've been watching your career from since day dot. You are just kicking goals. And look, you know, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, that you are. And now performing on world stages. You're enjoying your career. And tell us the journey and how you're travelling with it, my sister.
Yeah, look, being able to, I guess, you know, have music, because it's such a healing power, and, you know, we know that it goes all the way back to our ancestors, and that's something that I guess I take respectively, you know, you know, I really acknowledge it in a way that it is kind of my spiritual power and my way of having conversations, and particularly the hard ones. Where, you know, I feel that I am unable to have the words to, that's where music really comes in, and music has taught me everything I need to know about just living and the way that I am has been brought to life by music. So I try and make everything that I do feel seamless through music and have it not be negative or difficult. So that's kind of where I have probably my most difficult conversations.
Too deadly.
and makes me feel safe. It's kind of like my armor. And, yes. You know, I'm really grateful for that I can be able to speak through music in that way that sometimes can be really difficult. So, you know, being able to show up and, you know, present myself through music is always kind of been something, I guess, of a gift, really. I think of it as, you know, I'm really grateful that I can be able to do this through that and inspire others, you know.
Exactly.
I also think, yes, I love doing what I do, and I acknowledge it in a way that I'm proud how I'm being able to project my thoughts and my words and my story through music, but to be able to reach people who may not have that ability or who are trying to find their way through life and find their reasons or find their end. I feel really proud to be able to do that. You know,
if you've got a young sister,
a young mob.
Yeah, exactly. I was saying, if you've got a young sister out there who's watching you perform on stage, may motivate that young person to be a doctor, not in your field, but get the inspiration, so to speak.
That's right, to be able to, you know, stand in that light and whatever that may be. It may not be through music, you know, or performing, or it might be performing as a doctor or, you know, as an athlete or, you know, as, it could be anything. It could be performing, you know, through your tests at school, you know.
Art.
You know, there's just so many forms and unique ways that, to be able to grasp on inspiration and to be able to place it where it feels comfortable for you.
Yeah.
So that's I feel really proud when I see young mob just take a bit of that. And I think that's why it doesn't matter what field you're in. If you can be able to just take on that spirit and that motivation, then you can run with it. And I feel like that's part of my duty as
beautiful,
you know, in my profession that I do, is if I can go out there and just give that sense of wonder and possibility, you know, another door that you can see through,
yes,
that gives you a whole new perspective, and that's it.
My sister, we all see and watch and look at you and look so down to earth. I know you're speaking from the heart there, and keep it real, and that's exactly what you do. Now, on a personal level, congratulations. You just got married, is that right?
Yeah.
Madeline and Love. He in there washing the dishes? What's he doing?
Hey, look out.
Shut up.
All right, now wash some dishes.
Mother-in-law. So congratulations there, Madeline and Love. So tell us about the wedding.
I couldn't, there was no better place than to have it up north where you know, I was born and bred, and to have all my mob be able to attend and not have to go too far.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, my mob love to, like, kind of stay put, and, you know, particularly all my elders, you know, that are much older. I wanted them to be able to be a part of it and not have to travel too far. So it just made sense to, you know, have it up there, all the spirit and ancestors, and, you know, to be able to be welcomed into a whole new phase of life, I guess. Or, you know, just to have all my mob witness, you know, myself and my partner, you know, make that next step for each other. And, you know, I guess, to, you know, with elders that are, you know, already passing on, like, that was our kind of main thing, that we wanted to have all the people that we loved and all the people that have shaped us and molded us into people who we are, is to be able to have them there and continue to share stories and, you know, whoop us and to, you know,
exactly.
On our backsides.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that big note yourself, you get slapped in the back of the ear. That's right.
That's
how we operate. That's how black people operate. Sister, so just confirming, Tamale?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the pronunciation, Tamale?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, lovely. So give us a bit of background. Tamale, how'd you meet him? Is he a local boy? Is he Australian boy? Is he Darwin boy?
Yeah,
was he pole dancing when you saw him in action? Tell us the story. What happened?
No, so background and is on Fem. Family, Fem for short.
Fem.
T-H-E-M.
Yep.
But, Family was born and bred in Darwin.
Darwin.
So he's over there, but Greek background. So
okay.
His dad is...
So did you guys go to school together or something?
We not far. So
okay.
He went to Dripstone and I went to Sanderson High School.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... he used to dance for Cultural Day as well, so he's Greek dancing. He would go to the Harmony Cultural Festival.
Performer.
And he was a performer. And
yes.
I also performed, in Indigenous dance and cultural dance as well, and also, you know, being in Indonesian as well, we would also bring the Indonesian dance culture as well. And so I did not know this, but there is a photo that I have retrieved. And I did not know him even then, but I'm oblivious to it. But in the background, he is getting prepared to
shut your mouth.
On
meant to be.
Day.
Meant to be.
And there I am getting all my kind of culture outfit on. And there he is in the background.
In the background,
so
there you go.
It was kind of full circle because he's always kind of been there. But I was very much oblivious to it until when I eventually made the move and, you know, when I was a little bit older, at the age of 18, and made the move. And,
so was he at a function that you performed at, or how did it all come about?
Yeah. So it came about on a night out. I had just arrived back in into Darwin from touring with the Young Divas.
Okay.
And, so I was hanging out with eight of my girlfriends, and they had known of him or were more friends with him than I was, and that's kind of where I pretty much, he made his move. And
did he really? Shut your mouth.
Yeah,
you got them? You got them?
I was like, I don't know if you're my type. Like,
shut your mouth.
Black, but don't. Shut up.
Don't act like a big star. You're just a Darwin girl. Let's have a coffee.
Calimera.
Fantastic.
But from then on, we've been together ever since. So it's pretty crazy. And I think what's kind of really sustained our relationship is that we've come from the same place. So
yes.
Like, we know how we go. And,
yes, exactly. Don't act. Yeah.
Yeah, we know that lingo. And we
yeah,
know that
good.
Conversation. We just know that body language. It's that same thing, like with Black Mob. Like, we just know. And,
Well, Black Mob are strong with family. So are Greeks.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? There's a beautiful connection there, you know?
Big connection, yeah.
What's he doing in regard to occupation, job-wise? What's he do? Background.
Occupation, he works in, he's a site manager. So
okay.
He assists in, like all the stuff.
On development, buildings.
In development.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's building love with you, so that's too deadly. Thank you for the yarn there, my sister. But look, it looks fantastic. And we're looking forward to having you in Cairns for Cairns Summer Sounds, Jessica Mowboy. That's on the 18th of February. There's a date claimer, and you're performing at CPAC, and that's here in Cairns. And looking for this Cairns Performing Arts Centre. And it's been a while since you've been back to Cairns, and you're at country up north there in Cookie-Yellingy. So it'd be good for you to be back on country, you could say, my sister.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to connecting back to country. And, yeah, that's just one thing that I'm super excited about, and particularly to be able to perform as well. So to be able to perform is just a bonus, but to, you know, put my feet on and connecting with country is major. So I'm always looking forward to that and seeing you up there for Summer Sounds and
yes.
Us breaking it down, shaking the leg.
Yeah, there you go, sister. Look, too deadly. Thank you very much for the yarns. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay beautiful. We will yarn soon. And look, we've got to catch up when you come to Cairns, of course. Come to the Murray Radio Station, Bummer Bipra. Come and say, I'll have a coffee, have a yarn, sister.
Yes, please, Trinity Trev. Thank you very much. I'm cool. I really appreciate it.
Thank you
for letting us yarn and talk on your station. So that's and be able to, you know, project through to all the mob that way. And yes. I look forward to seeing everyone and having a good time.
Okay, my sister, Jessica Mowboy, you keep smiling. We'll talk soon, sister.
Yeah, cheers. Yo, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You don't